This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Republican governor of South Dakota vetoed a bill that would have restricted bathroom access for transgender students and made the state the first to adopt the measure. Nearly 20,000 Massachusetts voters dropped out of the Democratic Party in recent weeks and changed their affiliation to Republican, most likely to vote for Trump, according to the Secretary of the State in Massachusetts, a Democrat. National Day Laborers Organizing Network, Indilon, working with others, has developed a smartphone app that allows day laborers to rate bosses and track those who withhold payments. Director of the FBI acknowledged that the FBI lost a chance to capture data from the San Bernardino attackers when they ordered the iPhone password to the online storage service iCloud be reset, which locked them out when they should have used the original password. After 20 years, the federal government, for the first time, met its goal of awarding 5% of the money it spent on contractors to women-owned businesses. Dr. Ben Carson has finally signaled an end to his campaign for the presidency in the Republican primaries, saying he sees no path to victory after poor showings in almost all of the contest. Aubrey McClendon, formerly of Chesapeake Energy, was indicted on federal bid rigging charges, accusing him of conspiring to suppress prices for oil and natural gas leases. He died in a crash in Oklahoma City after his car hit a bridge at high speed. Mr. McClendon, 56, was to have appeared in court later in that day. Police speculate that it appears to have been a suicide. Democratic turnout has fallen drastically since 2008, the last time the party had a contested primary, with roughly 3 million fewer voters, Democrats voting, in the 15 states that have held caucuses or primaries through Super Tuesday, according to unofficial election results. It declined in almost every state, dropping by roughly 50% in Texas and 40% in Tennessee. In Arkansas, Alabama, and Georgia, the number of Democrats voting decreased by between a quarter and a third. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.